the business side of this? For a guy who's been in the league a couple years, does it just become commonplace? You understand you're moving, you're signing the new contract, and you're getting used to a new team.
Yeah. I've been through this before in Kansas City, and you just realize that you can't take things personal and move on and get ready for a new adventure and a new opportunity. And you know, like I said, God's taking me here, so I got to fulfill my purpose, and that's what I'm doing.
You know, for some of these guys, free agency happened in a whirlwind yesterday. For you, you've had about a month to get used to it. What's your perspective on what they're doing here?
In terms of
bringing players in this team is.
First of all, you got a good. We have a good nucleus of young players, and now they bring in guys like Calais and guys like that, and I think it's a good addition to this team.
You said yesterday that you weren't a man of a lot of words, but you led by example.
Yeah.
From the left tackle position for a young offensive line, how do you do that?
Just going each and every day and just do your job and do at the best of your ability. You can't really speak if you're not living up to what you're supposed, you know, speaking of. So you just do your job and everything will follow.
Tom Coughlin, Doug Marrone, serious guys.
Yeah.
Seems like that's going to permeate the building. Mm-hmm. Your just thoughts on as you get your feet set here and the purpose that you feel in the building.
Yeah. Coach Marrone and I still call him Coach Coughlin. When I came here for the visit, they told me what they wanted me to be, and that's what I'm here to be, the best left tackle for this team. And they was very serious about it, and I'm serious about my job.